BFBS. Your stories. Phoenix Station, Cyprus.
A charity go-karting event took place in Ionic last Saturday to raise money for Cancer Research UK. The day started with a three-man team tournament and continued into the afternoon with a single-person 10-lap time trial. A beer tent, face painting and a bouncy castle ensured there was something for everyone, and lots of money was raised for the world's largest independent cancer research charity. SAC Matt Fathers from the Force Protection Flight was the chief event organiser. He was inspired to support a cancer charity when an RAF regiment colleague was diagnosed with the disease earlier this year.
A good friend of ours, a fellow gunner of myself here, Shane McMullen, got diagnosed with cancer. So we've already had a sort of charity brief for him. So this was just spurred on because everybody here has been affected by cancer one way or another.
So tell me how the day's worked from start to finish. It's been all about the go-karting, hasn't it?
We've had the team event where three people racing together, changing drivers and everything in 21 laps. And we've got the 10-lap running at the moment, so we've still yet to find out the winner for that. Over the moon of how many people have turned up, supported us all with it, and I think it's been a great day, plenty of racing and everything else.
There's definitely a competitive spirit down there, trackside. How did people get on this morning with the team event?
Oh, it was very competitive, plenty of ramming to begin with, a couple of sort of restarts, but everybody had a good time, come off with smiles on their face, which is the main thing.
Some interesting names among the teams as well?
Yeah, there's a few sort of borderline names, two men and a corpse, and obviously meat and two veg, but there we go, it's what you expect from the military.
The important thing, obviously, is the fundraising. Can you give us an idea of how much has been raised?
€1,200, hopefully, if a bit more will come in. Probably about half of it's come from the entry fees, and the other half's come from, we have had a sealed bid auction with obviously some great prizes, and that's raised, again, probably about just over €500.
Now, you've worked really hard over the past couple of months organising this event, Matt, but I know you're grateful to a lot of other people who've ensured that it could be the success that it has been.
Yeah, I'd like to give a big thanks to, obviously, all the marshals that have come down, helped the last couple of weeks, getting the track prepped, all the tents up in the last couple of days. They've been fantastic, really supported the cause, and obviously we've also had the station backing us 100%.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Ionic.
Your stories. BFBS.